fighting for America.
This is not about discrimination. This is about protecting the religious liberty of every Hoosier, of every faith.
The number one hashtag on Twitter is Boycott Indiana.
Fighting for Idaho.
I've always had a problem with eminent domain in any shape or form to have government take away property, regardless of what the excuse.
Fighting for you.
Good morning, Kevin. I just appreciate you being here, and I am very thankful for you. You're just wonderful.
Boise. Mr. Right.
Well, you found a home here.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Oh, boy. Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Senator Stephen Thane with us. Senator Thane, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
So education, your passion, you've been active in it for quite some time. You know, a lot has changed since you introduced the dual credit legislation. Do you remember that?
Yeah, quite a bit has changed.
Yeah, in education, it's continued to ratchet it up here in the state when it comes to people's attention and everything. It seems to me those are like the good old days.
Well, I don't know if they're the good old days or, you just take one day at a time.
Well, exactly. Now, let me hit you with this. How successful has it been to have kids in Idaho schools and high schools be allowed to attend college, get college credit while they're still in high school?
It's been very successful. I get reports all the time. I just had a parent talk to me yesterday, said that they're a student that's 19 years old now in college at the University of Idaho, in her, second semester, is taking some junior level classes, is doing well. So the dual credit both allows them to reduce their cost of college, but also helps them prepare so they don't need as much remediation when they get there.
When you hear that, what does that go on in your mind? I mean, again, as someone who has championed this from the beginning.
Well, it's gratifying. One of the concerns I have is that we make sure that the rigor of dual credit classes and advanced placement classes stays rigorous. So it actually is a college-level class. But I think students rise to the challenge of that's been given them. And so it makes me feel good to answer the question. It's gratifying.
Where are we as far as education in this session?
There's been some very interesting education legislation passed this session. The piece of legislation that got most of the news was the career ladder, because it had a big fiscal impact, a lot of money going to teachers over the next 5 years. That is, if the economy generates the tax revenue to fund it. But that bill in and of itself won't change what's going on in the classroom as much as some of the other ones.
Senator Thane, we've heard your colleagues come on this program. And again, we thank you for joining us in studio to talk education, to talk finance, to talk money here at 580KIDO, that there are some districts within Idaho, some even in the Treasure Valley, where you have people that aren't certified to teach. Teaching because there just aren't people to teach the kids. As someone who is an advocate, a champion of education here in Idaho, your reaction to that, is that going on?
Well, I've heard it a couple of different places, and I think it's accurate that there's teachers, I don't know how much in the Boise area, but some of the outlying areas, teachers are, it's hard to find qualified teachers to teach. So, yes, I think that is an issue.
How do we balance the need for teachers with the thoughts and the needs of taxpayers who say, look, I'm working more, getting paid less, and my taxes are going to go up to fund educators that work 9 months out of the year?
Well, the way I balance it is the current education system, the discussion we're having right now, is based upon funding and teachers, and those two components of the equation results in good education. I'm trying to add two other components, and that's the role of parents and role of the students themselves, the desire of the students to learn. And so I'm focusing on those two other components to try to make up some of the deficiencies in funding.
580-5436, 580-KIDO, if you have a question for Senator Thain. You know, we'll get into your numerous debates on Common Core, your research of the issue. A lot of people are concerned about that. But as we get into funding, the governor, the legislature, the state school superintendent have all asked for increases in funding education. Will these increases address the problems that we've seen and heard about for the past few years when it comes to, you know, as we talked about, giving teachers more money? Alan L. Morton, a champion of the textbooks in the classrooms. Some school systems are having kids actually check out textbooks as if you're going to the library. And then we have the tiered tenure controversy as well. But will giving more money to the schools from the state help alleviate some of these concerns? Is it enough?
More money will help attract teachers, and it will help retain them. So as far as the teacher shortage, I think more money will help. As far as improving student outcomes, that won't necessarily make a difference. The dual credit, I'm talking about a mastery advancement or mastery or competency-based education system, which was the first recommendation of the task force. If you start talking about that, you need two components. One is to have an assessment where the student can prove that he or she has learned the material. And second, curriculum that's transparent enough that students can start to teach themselves. So that's where I'm going with education, is I'm trying to make it so students aren't limited by what's going on in the classroom. They're actually can use, and the role of the teacher changes a little bit from being a lecturer to a mentor to help students, to challenge students, give them ideas of where they should go for the next assignment, what they need to do to fulfill their life goals. So I think changing the role of teaching from when we were in school,
right,
from more of a lecture base to helping students develop their own potential and teachers become more mentors, one, I think it'll make it less stressful for the teachers, but a lot more satisfying for the students and the teacher.
Let's go to the phones, and we're going to go to Ron Paul Jim for Senator Thain at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Ron Paul Jim.
Good morning. I had a question. I heard an advertisement, what appeared to be an advertisement, on the FM channels saying that Common Core has been producing, have parents commenting on it with raving results. And I was just curious, who's paying for these ads, and why is there a need to promote Common Core at the expense of the taxpayer? Because I'm assuming, it was the Department of Education that is sporting these ads, trying to tell us how great Common Core is on the FM channel.
Well, why are you listening to FM anyway?
I'm a music lover.
Well, I guess we're blessed that we have you when we do, then.
And you're not on all the time,
Well, bless your heart. By the way, we do have the answer to that, but let's play this ad for those people that stay with us. So would it help if I did a little song and dance for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
Spring is here. Idaho students have been studying hard all year in time for the Idaho Student Achievement Test. The end of the grade assessment is new. This is the first time we are measuring our kids' math and reading skills to reflect Idaho's higher standards. Test results should not be compared to past scores. It will take time to adjust to improved standards, which help our kids prepare for college or a great career. Get the facts on SBAC at sde.idaho.gov. That's sde.idaho.gov. Brought to you by State Department of Education.
That's about a $5,000 ad budget by the Department of Education, Ron Paul Jim.
Well, this one actually mentioned parents raving about Common Core, saying with raving results. And yeah. It's not the one I was referring to, unfortunately.
Well, Senator Thain, your thoughts?
Well, I've never heard the ad before. That was the first time, and it definitely is from the State Department of Education. There's been a discussion at the state legislature, especially on the Senate side, about some of the concerns we have with Common Core. And just yesterday, Superintendent Ibarra brought a piece of legislation to help her with the waiver. The waiver is with the federal government dealing with No Child Left Behind, but it has to do with standards. It has to do with testing. It has to do with the data and all these concerns that people have generally lumped together called Common Core. And she wants to make, I think she said yesterday, 132 changes this year. And the concerns that a lot of the centers on the Education Committee have had is the length of the test, if the standards are really the ones we want. And one thing that resolution or that bill called for was to look at those standards this year and address some of those concerns. So I think it's a little early to say if Common Core is working or not, but I know there's a lot of concern in the legislature that this is the right direction to go.
Well, also, it was my concern that, when asking for more money and then you got some of your money being spent promoting Common Core, trying to tell us how great it is when I haven't heard anything but complaints. And this is how, it's more of a campaign for more money than anything else. And blowing smoke up the people's, to believe that somehow this is what, that everybody is raving about it. And so you, as a parent, the concerned parent feel like, wow, I must be the only one that thinks this is stupid. When the fact is that the majority of people really are concerned about Common Core, and our tax dollars are being spent promoting and pushing and pretending that we all support it. So, I just want to know it brings into question what the priorities are of the education department. And, are they getting kickbacks for this? Where's the money coming from? Who's spending it? Who's deciding to spend it on ads?
Well,
and, it seems like a waste.
All right, Ron Paul, Jim, thank you for the call. Senator Thain?
I think he raises some good questions, and I'll ask a few questions today about where the funding came from and who thought that was important to run the ad.
How big of an issue is it for you, Common Core? Remember when it was all being debated, you and at the time State School Superintendent Tom Luna, you did the tour. You had these like Lincoln Douglas style debates.
Well, we only had one or two, but yes, we did have some debates. One of the things that Tom Luna said at the time was that this was voluntary. There's no money involved, but what we've come to find out that yes, there is money involved, and if we don't have a test. Now, it doesn't have to necessarily be the SBAC test, but that's the only one out there right now, that the state stands to lose up to $20 million. So, yeah, the federal government is using Common Core-type language to control our actions.
More coming up with Senator Thain next, 580-5436, 580-KIDO, if you want to talk education and the legislature. It is 7:18. Let's get you to work safely.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
7:24. Senator Thain with us here at 580 KIDO, taking your calls on education and all things the legislature. We're joined by Tea Party Bob, who quite the celebrity yesterday, testifying before the Senate. How was that?
Interesting. I'm just sorry that we couldn't convince that group of senators or the leadership that this was a good bill, and it's unfortunate because the people who are down at the bottom of the rung are going to get hurt the most.
Well, would this be a case where I was right and you were wrong?
You know, Kevin, you can be right for the wrong reasons sometimes.
Yeah, yes, I've heard that before.
I've seen you do that many times,
yes, sir.
And I don't know how you do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Senator Thain, just a couple of questions, actually one primary one. I know I'm all for paying teachers higher wages, but I'd like to know what assurance we're going to have that money is actually going to go to the teachers' salaries when we've seen so much waste, like the $61 million on SchoolNet and over $30 million lost in the education network. What kind of a system do you have in place to make sure that money's going to teachers and it's not going to administrators and other places?
Well, that's a good question, Tea Party Bob. A lot of the wasted money, as you pointed out on SchoolNet, was spent at Central Services, which is the State Department of Education. I think the, you know, love or hate the teachers union, one thing they do is they try to figure out how much money is the state sends to local districts, and they try to make sure that as much of that money as possible goes to teacher salaries. So I think that's one of the checks on the local level. Hopefully that answers your question.
Well, I was just curious whether you're putting any checks in a legislative level.
I don't believe we are. The career ladder is how the state funds the local school districts. How the local school districts actually allocate that money to the teachers is not spelled out in Idaho code, but many of them follow the, how the state allocates fairly closely.
Okay, so we have some assurances that they're going to get the money?
I think the teachers are going to get the money. There is one piece in code that says that the lowest, it has sets the minimum teacher salary. Other than that, I don't, it's really done at the school district level.
Thank you, Senator Thane.
You bet.
All right, Tea Party Bob there. We appreciate it, sir, from the Gem State Patriot. Senator, we've been covering the issue of the gas tax, the elimination of the grocery tax, the tax break for people making in excess of $400,000. Yesterday, it went to the Senate, didn't get a warm reception. Now it's done. What happened?
Well, I think the House and Senate leadership are going to meet. I believe they're going to meet at 8 o'clock this morning. And they have a pretty cordial working relationship. Hopefully they'll talk things out, decide what piece of legislation can pass both bodies. I have a feeling that the Senate would like to see a user fee approach to raising some money. So that would mean a gas tax increase and probably a registration fee increase. What else comes out of that meeting this morning, we'll find out.
Indeed, we go back to the user fee, though. Initially, there was a proposal, 7 cents year one, 8 cents, and then it would continue on. That really didn't go anywhere, and diesel users would pay more. How bad can you make the case that we need to fix the roads enough that people will support their senators and their representatives for really, you know, raising gas prices?
Oh, well,
I mean, because you're going to hear about it.
I've heard, you know, my emails and people that have communicated with me, there's been very few people. In fact, I can't think of anyone that said we shouldn't raise any tax, any more taxes for roads. The question is how much. I'm more of an incrementalist. I'd like to see $50 or $60 million this year. That'd be about a 5 or 6 cent increase in gas tax and maybe $5 to $15 on registration. I don't see how you could increase taxes $150 million in 1 year. There'll be another year. If that's not enough, we can come back and talk about it another time.
Have you looked at the conditions of the roads? And we've heard from folks, but you know, we're talking to you firsthand where, you know, the roads and the bridges need to be fixed, as we've heard Mayor Nancolas of Caldwell talking about this as well. He's been on the program, but other people, you know, they love the Sea-Doos, they love their big trucks, they love to go camping, and, you know, they don't want to pay 7 cents more per gallon in gas.
Well, I think the roads, especially the county roads, I think the state roads are probably a little bit better shape than the county roads. How well the bridges are doing or not, I think they're supposed to have a 50-year lifespan, but there's some bridges out there that are in great shape that will have an 80, 100-year lifespan. How many? I don't know. I would like to just see a small increase this year and talk about it some more another year. But you can't both want to put more money into roads and not pay any more taxes unless we really get creative, which we should do, as far as reducing medical costs and reducing costs in other ways, increasing the productivity of the state so that we can, as you increase tax revenue generally, then there's more money that could go to roads.
Final thought, how is the state doing as far as the economy? We keep hearing that we're out of the recession. We've got a lot of construction going on. in the Treasure Valley and other places, business coming in. I met a lady yesterday, Fred Meyer, moved here from Seattle. From the government level, are you seeing that?
What we're reports that I'm getting is that there's slow but steady growth. One reason that the career ladder bill passed that is going to require $40 to $50 million over the next 5 years in increased funding is because we see the economy growing over the next 4 or 5 years.
Finally, tiered tenure. Where do you come down on that?
The tiered licensure bill became the career ladder bill. I think ended up being quite well written, at least most of it. The master tier, I think, still needs some work, but it won't really kick in until about 2019, so we have about 4 years. We can talk about it some more. But the first tier is a residency license or where a teacher has 3 years to prove their proficiency and move on to a professional level. They need to pass
some tests.
Well, not a test, but where someone comes in and...
Some proficiency things.
Yeah, the word is escaping me right now. But if they don't pass that after the third year, they don't lose their license. That was a sticking point early on. And so I think the bill, by and large, was a pretty good bill. I voted for it.
Senator Thain, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'd love to have you back.
Anytime you want me to come, I'll be here.
All right. Our great friend Senator Thain with us. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO.
This is about protecting the religious liberty of people of faith and families of faith.
Yeah, pretty much the entire nation mad at us now.
Come on. Hoosiers don't believe in discrimination.
19 other states have the exact same law right now and have had it for 20-plus years.
After much reflection, I've come to the conclusion that it would be helpful to move legislation this week that makes it clear that this law does not give businesses a right to deny services to anyone.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
740 at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at 580 KIDO or at Kevin Miller Show. A few things we're talking about. Do we need to raise the gas tax to fix the roads? The Senate said no yesterday. You can read about that at 580KIDO.com. And paying for teachers. All that in a bag of chips before 8 o'clock. Let's go to our, is he a friend, is he a foe this morning? I don't know. Jim from Star joins us now at 580 KIDO.
What are you talking about, friend or foe? I'm K Millie's man on the street, man. I know exactly. I got my finger on the pulse out here.
You were yelling at me when we were at Coal Valley Christian. It was uncomfortable.
I know I was sort of a little fired up because I know you couldn't say anything.
Well, that's not true. I can say whatever I'd like.
Well, I know you got to play it right, and you know you're a gentleman and stuff, but. Even though it's a Christian school, that particular Christian school does play a little bit around with that Common Core, and that's like playing around a little bit with heroin. You just can't play with a little. It's going to get you.
That must be the voice of experience because, or for me it would be you just can't have one chip. You've got to have many. Why don't we just leave it at that?
You know what? We better. Speaking of...
What's next? You're going to go, hey, fatty, good morning. Hey, fatty! Yeah.
Now, what do they call that? I don't know. I'm not even going to go there. That's not even right. But I want to say to Ray, that was really creative doing that Eminem bumper drop.
And
there,
now you're critiquing the program. Is there a value to your call today, or is this smack Kevin, call him a fatty, give Ray great props for the Slim Shady such? What else can we do? Is there a listener benefit to your conversation today?
Yes, there is. You know, you do need to go on a diet, though, because we need you healthy. We can't afford to have you in the hospital. We can't afford you getting diabetes and having your limbs cut off. And God forbid, heart attack or stroke.
I was in the emergency room the other day for blogging.
What?
Yeah, I blog so much, I had to go to St. Luke's overnight at the emergency room. I'll post pictures of it. And they go, what are you doing? Were you out working hard? And I go, well, yeah, I was doing my job. And they go, what? I go, blogging. They kept a straight face when I told them that.
And you're going to, you just admitted that live on air that you went to the hospital, the ER, for blogging too much.
I'm not kidding. I had a huge pain in my right side. I think I pulled an oblique. You know, it used to, you know, some people have abs. I just have an ab. And it just started stretching out, and I thought I had appendicitis. I was bent over. I was on the ground. I couldn't walk. Truly, I was sweating. It was. Now
oh,
I'm not
goodness.
At now 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 you've got me sidetracked. What can
now,
we do for you today?
Did you actually when you went? Did you show up in the same thing you were dressed in at home, like your little Spider-Man onesie pajama that you wear when you're blogging?
That's our little secret.
All right, just checking. I'm sorry, it's Captain America. That's it.
You are correct.
Kevin, come on, man. That would be like me saying I went to the emergency room for playing too much Xbox. I mean,
I did go to the – I know. You see, now, this is not a personal conversation. So what would you like to discuss here today, sir? You've derailed me once again.
Well, I'm just trying to help you out. Everyone's looking for money. Everyone wants to tax everybody. We're already taxed way more than we should be. And if you don't know that, you should slam your head into a pole. What I say is my same plan that I had before that I talked with Butch Otter about on your very show about let's make us all, we're basically salesmen. We're basically commissioned salesmen if we are an actual Idaho resident and pay us for tipping off all of these fraudsters that are committing fraud against the state and federal government in the form of our tax dollars going into their pockets. Via the Walmart scams early on the month. Like, here we go. First of the month, go to your Walmart near you and watch these people go in and buy food with their EBT cards, and they'll sell it in the parking lot for 50 cents on the dollar. And that's all our money being wasted, Kevin. I see people every day, and I talk to people that I see what kind of scams they're doing because I just, let's just say that I can see that stuff that's happening. And I'm not trying to sound like a clairvoyant. I just, with the different businesses that I've been in, I've seen it firsthand thousands of times.
Everybody's a scammer except you.
There's tons of them. Kevin, there are people that don't even get married. Even though they have four or five kids, they won't get married
right.
Because mama is on the government teat and she's getting all the free bennies. And the husband goes to work and he makes the money that pays the overhead. And then all the other money is just play money, man.
Well,
we're talking about nice cars, boats, go on vacations, and it's all paid for by our government, which is you and me, and we are getting completely screwed.
Jim, I appreciate it. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
All right, Jim from Star. We go to Terry. Terry, good morning. You're on 580KIDO. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Kevin. God, I almost got sidetracked on my subject after listening to that little spiel there.
I'm sorry. It's the Sidetrack Morning Show. Yes.
Hey, no, it's cool, man. No, I was really hoping to get on and talk to the senator when he was there because I had a question for him. The road tax money that is paid in every year by the individuals here, I was just curious if he knew what a percentage of that went to go pay for, trails in the foothills, bike paths, the greenbelt. How much of the road tax money goes to pay for that stuff, those kind of projects? Any idea?
No, but you, Terry, you bring up a very good point, and this happens in a lot of other states, that these states make a ton of money from the gas tax, but they use it for the general fund, they use it for other things, and then they come back and stick it to us, and I don't know if that's the case in Idaho. I can tell you in states I've worked in that has happened as a reason to raise the gas tax and raise the fuel tax because of their own mismanagement.
Yeah. And I was just curious, about that. I mean, You know, we can't drive on the green belt, but yet our tax dollars are going to build that green belt and maintain that green belt. You know, we can't drive, you know, the little footpaths up there off of 8th Street.
Right.
Up off Hyde Park there. We can't drive up there, but yet our tax dollars are going to maintain those paths.
With all the unicorns and leprechauns in Hyde Park, yes.
Yeah. So.
And, the pixies and everything else.
Yeah. Maybe if they actually spend it on the roads and not, you know, other projects, who knows? But that's my point.
You should run for office.
Day.
Thank you, Terry. You should run for office. We go to anti-government Ryan. It's been a while. Good morning. You're on 580KIDO. Hello.
God bless you, Millie, and God bless all your listeners.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Let me tell you something, Millie. Obama talks about the JV team. You wouldn't make the JV team or the varsity team because you're at the collegiate level, Millie.
Thank you.
Collegiate level. You bring the A game. Let me, you guys are talking about the tenure and stuff before, Millie. I got to say, Millie, if you're for educating students and you're for tenure, then you have nothing to do with educating students. You don't care about the students and the quality of education they get because tenure is there only to protect the bottom rung of teachers. If you're a top-performing teacher or even a mid-level teacher, you have nothing to worry about. You're not going to get fired. You know, it's only there to protect the bottom scum teachers. We all know them. We know they exist. We know that they only go into the profession so you can get the 3 months off every summer. So, I mean, if you're a top-performing teacher, you should be very much opposed to tenure. You know, no one else gets tenure. Supposedly, it's there to prevent a disgruntled principal from having a personal axe to grind with a teacher and firing them. Well, welcome to the real world, teachers. That happens in every other industry on the face of the planet in every single country. Personal, you know, politics come in and people get fired as a result of that. So that's my beef on that, Millie.
Well, anti-government Ryan, don't be a stranger. Thank you.
Hey, I got one more point for you, Millie, if you got time.
For you? Why not?
Hey, so on Obama with the Iran deal, Obama would rather get a deal with Iran and give them a nuke so they can use it to blow Israel off the face of the earth than to not get a deal and look potentially a little bit foolish. Because Obama's trying to, in his last little bit of his presidency here, his failed, miserable presidency, he's just grasping at any type of possible accomplishment he possibly can get, even if that deals with trying to negotiate and get a deal and give a nuclear weapon to terrorists and thugs and bigots and all this. And Obama's like anti-Chick-fil-A and all this stuff. Well, isn't he? Why shouldn't he be anti-Iran? I mean, they have some of the worst track record of human rights on the face of the earth. I mean, you got to really look far and deep to find people with worse human rights than Iran.
And they're sponsors of terrorists.
Well, sure. And so, I mean, Obama would rather give them a nuclear weapon and try to have a supposed accomplishment by getting a deal, even though it's not going to be approved by Congress or anybody, than to potentially look a little bit foolish. He's just grasping at straws, Millie, and it's really pathetic. How Obama, speaking of JV teams, Obama wouldn't even make the JV team or the junior high team. Obama couldn't even be a towel boy for the junior high team.
Anti-government Ryan, thank you.
God bless you, Millie.
God bless you. There we have it, anti-government Ryan. Idaho Steve with us with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. How do you top him?
Yeah, that's a tough call, isn't it?
It is.
That's a rough one. I caught that. He covered a lot of issues there, didn't he? In the Middle East. So I was calling about the this grocery tax issue. And you know, one of the things you've brought up is actually I'm in favor of eliminating the grocery tax.
And you have been for quite some time. You and Tea Party Bob are the ones that really started this ball rolling several years ago.
Yes, and have been pushing pushing to eliminate it because it unduly hurts working poor. But you know, you brought up a good point this morning, and that is you kind of presented the problem where you said, look, if we eliminate the grocery tax, is the state legislature going to try to make up the money by just adding to the gas tax? And this is the problem. The problem is, you know, you got to buy gas, you got to buy food, you got to buy vehicle registration. So this is why government taxes these very inelastic goods. So to get the money, the state could cut back the Department of Administration or eliminate it, which hasn't done much with contracts, because the individual agencies do a lot. And number two, you could cut back the Department of Commerce. So you're making a good point that, you know, we don't want the elimination of the grocery tax to just land on a bigger gas tax. Frankly, both ought to go away. But to get the money, you can cut back those two areas of government.
Right. It's the old bait and switch, if you will.
Exactly. If they don't. Because, you know, we got to eliminate the grocery tax. It is inelastic. People have to buy food. You know, there are a ton of reasons why, especially because it hits the working poor the hardest. But the state legislature ought to look at those two areas of government where we can cut back. And frankly, when you look at some of the risky ventures the state has used money for when it comes to workforce development, et cetera. Eliminating the grocery tax and putting a few more dollars in somebody's pocket to spend more, that's not that risky.
That's why you're the man, Idaho Steve. We need to get you in, you and Tea Party Bob in studio one day when you both have some time.
You got it, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right, Steve Ackerman with us. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, 7:53. Time for traffic now.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And it is 7:58. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Kevin Miller Show. Why the Senate said no to the gas tax, eliminated the grocery tax, and big tax breaks for big money folks. That's at 580KIDO.com right now. Let's get you to work safely. Coming up next, he played in the NFL. He'll share his secrets about prioritizing and what we can all do to be more successful with our family, our faith, and, of course, our profession. Jeff Kemp joins us here at 580KIDO, plus the latest on what's going on in Indiana. Should we, could we have something similar to that happen here in the Gem State? All that in a bag of chips before 9 a.m. You're listening to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO.